All right. Great. Thank you so much, Anderson. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all. And welcome to the Cross Community Working Group, a new GTLD auction for youth call on the 21st of September, 2017. In the interest of time today, there will be no roll call. We have quite a few participants online. Attendance will be taken via the Adobe Connect room. So if you are only on the audio bridge today, would you please let yourself be known now?
Hi, it's Jonathan Robinson. I'm on the audio only for the moment.
Tony Harris on the audio link.
Thank you.
Erica Mann on the audio link.
Great. We will note all of you. Okay. And as a reminder,
Elliot is on the audio link as well. Or he's somewhere mentioned something before.
Okay. Great. Thank you. I will note that. And as a reminder to all participants, state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. And please keep your phone and microphone on mute when not speaking to work any background noise. With this, I will hand the meeting back over to Erica Mann.
Thank you so much. I have a miserable connection today, so please let me know if you can understand me. I'm on the audio, but it's miserable as the internet connection. Apologies for this. Welcome first, and happy that we can have the call today. There are many colleagues missing members and participants today, so we might get through the agenda quite quickly today. Let's try at least. The next item, point two on the agenda, is the declaration of interest. Anybody who wants to make a comment here? No, that's not the case. So then I have to do an update and was checking the actually add my points on the website, and the edit function did not work. So that's something we will have to check and just see if it just on my didn't work on my end or it didn't work in principle. So I have to make an update because a company I work for, Covington, we do have a client who is engaged in one of the disputes. This is not related to my work in this group, got nothing to do with it and got nothing to do with anything else I do, but I want to make the update so that everybody is informed about this. So, any question to this with regard to this point?
Erica, it's Jonathan. Just a quick point. I mean, I actually, by some coincidence, I updated my statement of interest recently. It wasn't a material update, so I don't think it's substantial that I want to particularly draw attention to the group on it, but it was more that I simply made it made minor edits to make it more current. But for you, to your point, it was possible to edit it on the wiki.
Huh. Interesting.
So
thank you, Jonathan.
That.
Wonder okay. Why I couldn't use the edit function. I will look at it again later again. Thank you so much. Anybody else? No? Okay. Then let's move on to point three. 3.3 we have to cancel today because Xavier and Sam can't be with us. The board is meeting in Montevideo, and the legal and the team of Xavier are attending the board meeting, so they can't be with us. Neither can be Becky and Asha today, so apologies from their end. We will move this to the next meeting, and then we can have a debate about the topic which we covered under point three. So with this, let's move to point four, which is the review assessment of example of fund allocation. And Marika, she sent in her email, I think it was Marika, there was an attachment with all of the examples, and we can see this now on the screen as well. Marika, would you love to guide us through the examples and explain what we already have captured and what we might think what is still missing there?
Sure. This is Marika. So what you indeed see up on the screen in the Adobe Connect room is the latest version of the review of examples document that was created as a as a Google document to allow all of you to provide input on this exercise. And as you may recall, during the last meeting, we achieved preliminary agreement on the overall objective for fund allocation. But it was also agreed that an important part of that exercise would be to go through the examples that had been identified in response to an earlier survey, as well as any other examples that people may want to add to the list, to get a sense of whether those examples indeed fit within ICANN's mission, as well as the overall objectives that have been set for fund allocation. Again, as part, you know, the objective of this exercise is to make sure there's a common understanding of what types of projects would be considered within scope and what types of projects wouldn't be considered in scope. So what I did in this document, I first pulled out the ICANN's mission statement, and to facilitate reference to that, you'll see a column with A, B, C, D, E, F, G, etc. And similarly for the proposed objectives for fund allocation that was developed by the CCWG, I gave those numbers so that as part of this exercise, CCWG members and participants are able to refer to those letters and numbers when reviewing the different examples and indicating which part of ICANN's mission or which part of the objectives a specific project would fall under. So if you then look indeed at the table, you see that each example is in part of a specific row, and for each of that example, everyone has been requested to identify, you know, whether it's considered consistent with the ICANN bylaws, and if so, indicate with which part it's deemed consistent, and similarly, if it's deemed consistent with the proposed objectives, and again, highlighting which part of the objectives it's considered consistent with. And then there's also a column for people that want to make notes or comments in that regard. And as noted as well in the introduction to the document, it's also possible for people to indicate if they don't believe it's part or it's consistent with ICANN's bylaw or the objectives on which preliminary agreement has been reached. So as you can see in this document, so far I believe it's only Danielle and Wanda that actually have gone in and made some comments. So I guess the question is, you know, do people need more time to review? And are people aligned with the input that Danielle has provided? What do you think is the best way to get through this exercise? Because it is important that there is a common understanding amongst the CCWG with regards to what is considered, you know, consistent and falling within scope. I think, as we've discussed before, you know, some of these examples may in the future provide guidance to those interested in applying of what, you know, would be considered consistent, as well as, you know, what wouldn't be consistent. So I think that's where we're currently at. So it'd be good to get some feedback from the group how you think you want to complete this task and get it into a shape that everyone is comfortable and everyone is aligned with which examples are considered consistent and which ones aren't. As noted before, you also have the ability in this document to add additional examples that you think should be considered. So far, only one has been added compared to what was in the original document, and that is number 15. But as said, you know, you have the ability to add additional examples that may be considered. So I know the
comment from Elliot, he is saying
exactly
that it's important. I don't know if you can see it. Just disrupting you, because he's saying important part of the work and it needs more time. So he requests more time. I wonder, Marika, because it's always very difficult in these calls to review these documents. You have sent them in a Word document, if I remember this right, huh? Originally.
This is Marika. It's currently a Google Doc, but I'm happy to circulate it as well as a Word document if people think that's easier.
Yeah, I'm just opening it. This is Erica. I'm just opening right now. Yes, it's a Word document, a Google document. So let me ask everybody, are you all comfortable in using Google Documents, or do you prefer another kind of version like Word document? Because my feeling sometimes is that some members don't, or participants don't feel always comfortable in using Google Documents. Provide both, I see from Marilyn, and some others are typing. Can we do this, Marika, or is it causing you a lot of more work?
Yeah, this is Marika. I'm happy to send both the Google Doc link as well as a Word version of the latest document. It just may take a little bit more time for staff to integrate the two if you know, many people fill in the doc and others fill in the Word document. But I think from a staff perspective, that shouldn't be a major hurdle. If that makes it easier for the group, we're happy to accommodate that.
Yeah, some colleagues, this is Erica, some colleagues seem to have difficulties with Google Document. I see Caruso and Marilyn. Okay, so if it's possible and not causing too much work for you, then I would appreciate this if we could do this. So how do we want to carry this forward today? Because I think it would be good maybe to spend about half an hour if or less, maybe 15 minutes on this topic. Can you maybe point out to some of the examples, Marika, and just give some ideas of what we have received so far? I can do this as well, but then I have to move to the Google document because it's impossible on the screen right now to scroll around. It's too difficult to read.
Yeah, this is Marika. I just know that Kavus has his hand up, so you may want to go to him first.
He has a hand up? Okay, I was just moving to the document, and then I lose the sight on the track of what is going on here. Kavus, please.
Sorry, hand is down. Okay.
Okay, good. Hand is down, no other hand.
Yeah, so this is Marika, and I know Danielle's comment in the chat, and I was hoping that the instructions were clear. So basically everyone indeed can edit, but it all will appear in the red line, so we're able to see who's editing what. I did indicate that it would be helpful, and Danielle has done that very well, to add initials or a name to people that are adding comments. So it will be easier, especially as more and more people may be filling this out. Get an idea of who has made the comment, and it will allow them as well for asking for further questions. One thing that just occurred to me as well, if people think it's easier to do it in a survey format, that is something, of course, we could do as well, but it may give for less flexibility on providing inputs, because as you know now, in principle, the first two columns, the idea is that people either say yes and then reference a specific number or letter or no. But as you note as well, and at least and noted from the comments that Daniel has provided, in many cases, it may not be that easy. And as you asked for, I don't know how much value there is in going through the specific comments, but one thing I did observe in Daniel's comments is that he noted on several occasions that may not be specifically called out in the mission, but it's done in service of it. So again, maybe it's something to consider for the group. Is that sufficiently consistent if it's in service of, if it doesn't fall specifically within what is currently in the mission? And again, it's a question that I don't have an answer to, but
yeah,
that may be something the group needs to look at. And I know that's
Erica, maybe just to for colleagues who are opening the document, you have to go to page 3. And on page 3, so ignore the other pages beforehand. But when you, in case you can open the document, on page 3, on the left side, you do see the examples which were sent from colleagues. And then you have 3 columns to the right. So one is consistent with the section of ICANN bylaws, and the other consistent with part of the proposed CCWG of objectives for funds. So you have different rubrics and columns, and then on the very right, you have the possibility to add notes and comments. So in case you can work with a Google document, that's a nice way of working and sending comments to us. In case you can't do it on a work document, it's much more difficult, and we will have to see how we can capture comments then. Marika, I'm not sure if a survey is working. Maybe we should leave it like it is, but maybe give a little bit more time, as Elliot is saying. Postpone the debate which we had for today. Send another reminder with the attached document, so both in Google document and in Word document, and remind colleagues just please to be so kind to add their comments, and if they have examples as well, because I don't think so it's helpful to have a discussion about the topic today. Seems to be too early. I see Elliot is raising his hand. Elliot?
Sorry, had to get off mute there. You can hear me okay?
Yep.
Great. I do want to call out one feature of this exercise, you know, that I at least want us to be contemplating, if not adjusting for. I do strongly believe and support that we are taking an approach where, we're looking at conformity with mission as a gating item. So I do think that's great. It feels to me, though, you know, just as you know, my experience of going through this exercise was to open it up, see that it was a fairly significant body of work that I wanted to think about, and then, you know, how can I put aside, you know, 90 minutes to 180 minutes, you know, an hour and a half to 3 hours to dig through it and, you know, give it sort of the time that it deserved and that Daniel has obviously put in. But one of the things I was struck by in looking at it was that this exercise, by constraining it to conformity with mission, you know, we're almost impliedly, sort of speaking positively of things that we might really not be supportive of, other than the fact that they conform with mission. So I feel like, you know, there almost needs to be another variable here or another column where members can express some sort of qualitative or quantitative response to this type of work, you know, or to, you know, these are, some of these do certainly have overlap, some of the examples, they kind of have a fair level of uniqueness. But I just it felt like to empty an exercise without also taking the opportunity to let us weigh in on how we see this type of work, in terms of value, in terms of desirability in a more general sense. You know, I know that anybody who has volunteered to invest this time and effort in this particular working group would certainly have some views around how they would like to see this money earmarked. So I wanted to offer that. Thank you.
This is Erica. Thank you, Elliot. I think you're right. I think we indeed need to add maybe a column, Marika, which is just an open comment, an open column. We will have to think about the title, because it's true there might be, you know, projects which come into the mind of participants and members who know about certain examples which are interesting for us, but they might not want to put this into the columns because they're too narrow. They're not related narrowly to the mission, but they're still interesting for us, even if we wouldn't take them as later on as something, you know, where funds could be provided to. So that's an interesting point, and I would agree we can have a discussion about it if somebody else would not support this. And then in addition, I see comments which are, Marika, they are interesting for us. So from Daniel, Marilyn, and from Hadia, they're all saying that we might have to explain a bit better how comments shall be provided. So Marilyn is saying the others should use full names, no initials, no anonymous comments. And Daniel is saying we need some more guidance. And Hadia is again, she's saying we should use the Google Doc and not a survey. So it might be the case that we do not receive sufficient comments because the way of providing comments, it's maybe not totally clear how it shall be done in a Google document. Since we want to continue to work with Google documents, is there maybe something we can do to provide a short introduction either today or maybe next time better so we can prepare it? Marika?
Yes, so this is Marika. So as I noted in the chat, that there is already a column for notes and comments, so people do have the flexibility there to add anything they believe, you know, they cannot put into the other columns. You know, of course, we can add another column, and you know, Aled, if you have an idea what the heading should be, we can do that as well. But you know, I do know that then it will become very full with a lot of comments. So again, you know, if there's a clear indication of you know, what that column would be for, you know, we can add it, but I just want to caution you maybe not to add too much there. And again, the notes comments are not expected to limit you in any way of what you want to provide. And as well, with regards to adding additional examples, you know, as said, you know, the document allows for that. And there you may also indicate if you think indeed they're not considered consistent, but, you know, for other reasons, you would like to see them added to the list. Again, there's nothing preventing you from doing that. With regards to Word document, Google Doc, or a survey, thinking a bit more about it, maybe the survey is actually a next step once, indeed, we have more people that have provided their input and there hopefully maybe a clearer picture around, you know, whether people believe it's consistent or not. Then maybe we can try to confirm those assumptions by means of a survey. So that may be a way of at a later stage, you know, confirming what may be the outcome.
Yeah, this is Erica. And then maybe we can think about how we can help colleagues to work with a Google document in case they're not familiar with it, and we can think about it, how we can do this. Elliot, would you feel fine if we would keep the current format as Marika is recommending, but we understand that examples can be added which not relate to the mission statement in a narrow sense, and then you just put in the comments. By the way, if I look at the examples provided by Daniel and his comments, he already did this in such a way. Like when you take the first example of project, a coalition of organizations working on remote participation tools and content receives a long-term grant to support localization efforts, and then it continues the example. And Daniel was then writing, not part of the ICANN mission, but in service of it, and then he continues explaining it. Would you feel comfortable with this, or would you insist that we need a separate column?
Yeah, I'm going for something a little bit different. You know, I put the comment in chat in response to Marika's. You know, I thought about using that column, but I feel like that column was kind of, you know, could and should be used for clarifications, questions, et cetera, you know, ways to kind of extend the example. You know, if the example was blue, then yes, and if the example was red, then no. And I really think that there's that it's very important, you know, again, to just reinforce a comment I made in chat, to use this opportunity to not only see our collective view of conformance with mission, but also to map that with desirability. You know, we do want to be efficient in how we're all using our time and effort and the time and political capital of the working group itself. You know, and I expect or would hope that this exercise, you know, would identify some small number of places where conformance with mission was unclear, but the desirability from us collectively was very high. If those places don't exist, that's great, because then, you know, we have smooth sailing as it relates to mission. And if there are one or two of those places, then that's where we can focus our efforts. And what I fear is going through a serial exercise where we spend a lot of time debating every category's conformance with mission when only some small number of them really matter to us as a group. Hope that made sense, and happy to take any questions on that.
Thank you so much. This is Erica. I see some comments here from in the chat room, which I can't read very well with my contact lenses. Some from Marika. I think she's responding to your point, Elliot. I personally understand your point, and I wonder if we can maybe take the section about notes and comments and reframe it so we don't have another fourth column. Let us think about it, and maybe during the discussion now, maybe you come up with an idea what the title should be for this section. And let me move to Cavus. Cavus, please.
Yes, Erica. I think when we drafted the mission in the Workstream 1, at the beginning it was sufficiently contains many issues. But then, based on some discussions, we transferred some of them to the core value. So I don't think that we should limit ourselves only something in conformity with the mission. We should also make reference to the core value. So limited that one. That is number one. And number two, perhaps at this stage we should not work on abstract. Let's put the idea in conformity with the mission. And if you at this meeting agree, saying that as well as with the core value were applicable, and then wait for the comments we receive, then we will decide whether it is inside the mission or associated with the core value or is totally outside. I have some difficulty if we do an allocation for something which is totally outside the mission and core value, and we do something. So we are not opening some sort of generosity to something which does not belong to our work and our activity. So the first question is that could you please ask the colleagues attending the meeting whether they agree to also make reference to the core value? Thank you.
Thank you, Cavus. Thank you for your comment. I think this is Erica. We're not searching, and Elliot was not saying we are searching. If I talk for him right now, it's not searching for something which is outside. But there are borderline projects which might come up, and we want to identify them to be clear about what we want to achieve. So can we agree, Cavus, you included, all of us, can we agree that we will find a way to either reframe the third column, which we have in a moment on our document, that so we can capture these kind of examples and projects which have a borderline character and which we need to understand between us, would they be eligible for funding or not? This is just for us the theoretical exercise at this stage. So would you agree that we try either take this third column or find a different way in doing this? Just in case you don't agree, just either put something in the chat room or please raise your hand. No. Okay, that's not the case. Then I think, Marika, we have an understanding and we can test it in and talk about it maybe how best to do it. And if Elliot can come up in the meantime with a title and help us to send something to us, this would be great. Okay, Marika, do you want to continue and maybe talk more about the examples? Or shall we conclude the debate about this topic?
This is Marika. It may be more productive if indeed people have the time to review the examples first and provide their input, and then in the next meeting, I can try to indeed assess based on the input provided whether there's a kind of common view emerging, and then it may be more useful to have the conversation around whether indeed that aligns with the perspective of the group, or basically identify those examples where there's a clear divergence between views and see how that can be resolved. One question I did have in the chat is, what is a reasonable deadline to give to everyone? Because especially if we're going to use two formats, it may take a bit of time for staff to integrate those two, and especially as well if you expect us to make an assessment based on the input provided or kind of summary of that. So I was just wondering whether our next meeting is scheduled for the 5th of October. Would it be reasonable to ask everyone to provide their input by the 2nd of October? Would that work for everyone?
This is Erica. Marika, how about we postpone this and do it in 4 weeks' time, because my feeling is colleagues need probably more time. We should certainly maybe have a quick look at what we received until next time and have a short debate about it. But I would assume maybe we need a bit more time to finalize this. So when is the... When do we have the meeting after next time? When is it?
That would be the 19th of October.
The 19th of October. I would feel more comfortable. But let me ask colleagues, what do you prefer? Do you think you're ready to have this edit comments and examples by next time for our next call, and then sufficiently ahead of the deadline like Marika just recommended, or do you rather prefer a month?
Hello, can I comment?
Yes, anytime, please.
Yes, Tony Harris, I'm just checking if I'm unmuted now. I think the date of October 19 gives us a little more time to really get into the comments, because I think a lot of us are rushing around right now.
Yes, this is Erica. I see from other comments similar comments. Caboos recommends the 19th as well. And Marilyn is saying similar what I said, but let's have an exchange about the topic next time. I do agree. And she's recommending to set a final date for the initial comments as well. Let's have the final date on the 19th, and hopefully
Erica,
we can then... Yes, please.
Erica, this is Marika. If the deadline is the 19th, it wouldn't allow for any time for staff to actually pull together the comments. So if I can maybe suggest having a few days prior to the call, that will actually help us synthesize the input and bring the different documents together. So if I could suggest maybe 15 or 16, so that hopefully will give us then enough time to get everything ready for the 19th of October meeting.
Yeah, this is Erica, absolutely. I meant 19th for our exchange. You're absolutely right. So what do you recommend, 15 or 14?
15. Yeah. 15 wouldn't be ideal, so then on the Monday we have at least everything that has been provided by the deadline.
Perfect. Okay, so let's do the 15th, and I'm watching chat room, so only in the case you believe that's too tight, then please send a comment, otherwise we agree on the 15th. Any other comment with regard to this point? Yes, Marilyn, we can, this is Erica again, we can have a short exchange about what we received at our next call. But we stick for the deadline on the 15th now. Okay, perfect. Then let's move to the next item on our agenda. And that's point 5, review of the latest definition and description of open internet concept. You remember this was a debate we had now many times, and we have a Google document. Many colleagues contributed to this, so thank you so much. And I would recommend that we have a quick discussion about it. I tried to add some comments this morning. I'm not sure actually if you can see it because I had some difficulty with Google today, and it wasn't working very well. I tested it with Marika, and Marika couldn't see it. I then went back and redid it, but I'm still not sure if you all can see it. So why don't we have a...
Erica.
Yes, please.
This is Marika. I've been kicked out of Adobe Connect, so if I can maybe ask Michelle, if she hasn't done so yet, to upload the latest version.
Sure.
On the open internet.
I'm just
definition.
Going back and seeing if it's still not there. So I would say we have a quick exchange. So the main comments we received, and which are relevant content-wise to discuss, was a concern raised by Marilyn and last time by Alan as well, saying that the concept of open internet, in particular, the word open is maybe not the best word we should select for this kind of preamble, because it's a term which is occupied in public quite often with the net neutrality debate. I had a little bit different opinion about it, maybe because the concept of open internet changed over the history so many times, and it had so many different connotations. But I understand the concern, and I don't think so we want to have an endless debate about if the word open internet is the best one or if we should look for another one. What we wanted to capture was the idea, and this is a reference to a point Elliot raised many times, to understand that there might be projects which relate to the mission, but the relation to the mission is not automatically always clear. And so to then allow the future evaluators, not us right now, because we understand what we are talking about, but there might be evaluators in the future who will not automatically have the context and the full context to what ICANN is doing, they might need some guidance and some help. So we wanted in this preamble to provide some kind of guidance, and in the sense that we try to embed ICANN and ICANN's mission into the broader context of the internet ecosystem. So this was what we were trying to do. There we are. So we will we will have to find a response. How do we want to introduce the topic about in the preamble? I tried this time a different way, as you can see. I took the mission statement and then just the first part of the mission statement, and from there, then I moved to the broader internet context. I'm not sure if this is helping us much, but it might be a way of providing an easier access and avoiding debating the topic about open internet. So, comments, please, colleagues.
Erica, sorry, I am disconnected from internet. Can I talk?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, sorry. I think it is very, I would say, dangerous to talk about open internet in this group, because it is a very, very sensitive topic. So I fully agree with you that we could inject the ideas in some sort of description in the preamble that what we aiming at to do, rather than going to the definition or even description of open internet, because it is much beyond the scope of our activity. So I see a little bit of difficulty that this group or this CCWG get involved in that issue where the title or matter relates to the entire internet community. So I am in favor of preamble, and I am in favor of doing something which say what we expect to do rather than defining any term for the matters that we are dealing with. So avoiding the term open in particular, or internet open, or open internet. Just we say what we looking for to cover a little bit more than the mission of the ICANN, and more internet oriented or internet objective oriented. So this is my view. Sorry that I was disconnected from the network. I couldn't ask for the floor before. Thank you.
This is Erica. Thank you so much, Caboose. I'm looking at the chat rooms. So Marilyn is saying focus on mission. Yes, she supports Caboose. Yeah, so we go, Maureen as well. I sensed this before that many colleagues don't feel comfortable with the term open internet, and I'm fine dropping it. Elliot, it's much more yours, so you will have to come back maybe and defend it. But maybe have a look first what I try to do to help us all, and maybe you like it. So I can read it, maybe the first three paragraphs, because then I didn't change much afterwards. So what I added, I took as the first preamble now, the traditional mission statement. The mission of the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, bracket ICANN, is to ensure the stable and secure operation of the Internet's unique identifier system as described in the section, and then comes the link to the ICANN mission and bylaw. And then comes what we already had captured. The purpose of this preamble is therefore to suggest or to offer guidance for the selection of projects in areas that are relevant to and that support ICANN mission. The fund shall be able to support projects that support, here we are back to the open internet culture, we have to see if we want to leave it, and are related to ICANN's ecosystem and mission statement. And then the third paragraph would be, within the CCWG option proceed, many members and participants believe it is helpful to relate the mission of ICANN to the broader internet to provide guidance for the option proceed fund application and selection process for the use of the auction proceeds fund. The mission statement sets therefore the key parameter for the fund application and selection process. I think we have to clear this. This is a little bit, maybe too many references to mission statement. One is enough, and it's a little bit heavy in language as well, but this needs to be done then by an English speaker to review this and to ensure that it's a bit more elegant than it's right now. But maybe we can get an understanding from you all if you would feel comfortable with such an approach and that you agree that we have to work on the concept of open internet. I think we, Elliot, please be so kind and maybe speak up again if you want to defend it. But I think we understand the concept, but we might have to select a different word to avoid the sensitivity some colleagues are referring to. Elliot, it's Erica again.
Elliot, sorry, yes, I have to. I have to get it off mute, so I have to dig up the phone.
Can you do it?
Yeah. Yeah. So I do want to. You know, I'm getting a little bit of a chat in back channel, and you know, I understand that Cavus is not on chat. So you know, I would like to better understand. You know, what the sensitivity is. You know, someone has mentioned, for example, net neutrality to me, which, you know, what I, rather than type back to them in chat, you know, I would say that very specific things, particularly like net neutrality, you know, network neutrality, as an example with, you know, sort of small ends, is a pretty simple concept of common carriage in a public resource. Net neutrality, capital N's, in a U.S.-specific context is very political and riven with meaning, and I don't in any way conflate open internet with net neutrality, with, you know, capital N net neutrality, and frankly, you know, a small N net neutrality is a very small subset of what open internet means. I do want to make sure that I'm hearing people who are uncomfortable with this. You know, I mean, Cavus said, very, very sensitive. You know, this felt very simple to me, and so I really am genuinely interested in understanding what is very sensitive, and you know, maybe it'll help me to either respond better or to you know, sort of see, you know, that it is.
This is Erica. I see Marilyn, and then maybe Cavus, you can prepare yourself to make a comment later. Marilyn, please.
May I talk, please?
Let me check Cavus with Marilyn. Marilyn? Go ahead, Cavus.
Yes, I understand that. I'm sorry, I'm not in the chat. That some colleagues want to refer to network neutrality with lowercase n, but perhaps we should start with a description of something and add toward the end saying that something which could be referred as and didn't put it in inverted comma a network neutrality, not to be confused with the uppercase network neutrality, which was a political, and even in the previous administration, it was on the discussion for many months. So I have no difficulty to also refer to that, but I have difficulty to define open internet, the word open internet, because of its sensitivity. But neutrality with lowercase n in inverted comma, the descriptions, and then saying that which could be referred as network neutrality with lowercase. Just put it for test by the people to see whether we should receive more comments on that. Thank you.
This is Erica. Thank you, Caboose. Marilyn, are you ready to talk now? I see your hand. Marilyn, are you having difficulties?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, thanks. I'll support Caboose's suggestion. Look, put it out there in the world. I will just say that open internet all by itself, and ICANN is not about the open internet. ICANN is about the open and interoperable internet. An open internet is a different term than what we believe in and what we built from 1998 forward. And I'm going to be insistent that we adhere to our core mission and understand what that means. It has lots of flexibility because the open and interoperable internet, the single root, not multiple routes, are what we adhere to. So I think Caboose has provided an idea. Put it out there. If open and interoperable internet, but I'm just going to say when you, I'm not going to use a corporate name, but when you search on any search engine on open internet, you're getting net neutrality. So, please understand you might want to change the world, but if everybody else thinks your world is spelled differently than what you proposed, I know what it takes to change a brand. I changed brands when I was in the corporate sector. Our brand is the open, interoperable ICANN brand. We're not the open internet. Thanks. And thank you so much for letting me speak.
This is Erica. Thank you, Marilyn. Marilyn, maybe just a quick reminder. Keep in mind what we wanted to do in this preamble and in the introduction to connect ICANN and ICANN missions and ICANN history to the broader internet. So our way in approaching it at the beginning before you joined us was thinking that the term of open internet would sufficiently capture the broader internet concept. So it wasn't a way on describing what ICANN is doing, but it was actually guiding us to the bigger internet picture. So I understand, and I think we all understand your concern and the concern from many others. So we will try to find a different way. And you say open, interoperable internet. I see Daniel is making the comment we shall use this. I have no problem with this. Would this help everybody, can I ask you? Would you feel comfortable if we would use open, interoperable internet? Would you feel comfortable if we would use this instead of just open internet? Daniel said yes. Sorry. Marla said no, not for me. Ching is saying something similar to what I said and what I thought what we are trying to find. Elliot is saying it's more, not less. Ching made a reference to Wikipedia. Maureen is supporting, I go with open and interoperable. So we get different comments here. Maybe I wonder if we should do the following, because I think it might be difficult to continue to work together in this big group on the document. Maybe we can do now the following, and I want to ask you this. Maybe we should build a small drafting team, a tiny drafting team, based on our discussion on the draft text which we have in front of us. So we would ask this tiny, maybe three people, a drafting team to prepare for us for next time. Again, ideally, it had 2 days ahead or 3 days ahead of our next call, a new document. Would you feel comfortable with this?
Erica?
Yes, please. Is it Caboose?
Yes, it is me. Yes, I'm comfortable, but the only thing I want to say, I have no problem to introduce the term interoperable beginning of the Internet and before that open. But we have to mention that this is a description, but not a definition, and it is limited to the scope of activity of CCWG New GTLD auction. It does not go beyond that. We do not want to generalize that with the entire community and so on and so forth. So within the scope of our activity, over the context of our activity, we have to have this sort of description, and I don't call them definition, and we limit its application only within the scope of our work, but not outside that. So, and I agree with your suggestion to have a small group of people putting their thought together and to see to what extent. But it should be mentioned it is within the activities and the scope of work of this group. Limited application, but not outside that. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. This is Erica. So how can we take this forward? Do you want to send us, can I get three people who would love to join this? I'm happy to join you, but we need definitely one English speaker because it must sound well and good as well. Elliot, do you want to come into this group? Okay, we have an okay from Elliot. Who else would love to be part of it? Marilyn, maybe, because Marilyn, you are the opponent, or Jonathan. Jonathan, can we get you in as well? Jonathan, yes? Marilyn and Hadia are writing. No, I didn't mean you as an opponent. That was not what I meant. Sorry. That's sometimes the German thinking in English. Sorry for this. You know me well. You know I wouldn't. I'm not even thinking this. One more? Marilyn, there she is. Is this a yes, Marilyn? Okay. Anybody else, or are we all fine with these three? So it would be Elliot, Jonathan, and Marilyn. Okay. All done. Marika, any other points we have to raise with regard to this text? We will send it again to you. It will be attached in the notes which you will receive from today. And then if you have difficulties with Google Documents, please let us know. Please be so kind so that we can help you in sending you maybe the text in a different version. Okay. Jonathan, Erica, important to frame the question properly so that the drafting team tightly, clearly choked. I would say this is the preamble, Jonathan. So the preamble would capture the spirit of the connecting and defining to some degree, guiding future evaluators to help them to understand the evaluation of project which comes to them, which may not be always automatically and framed in such a way that they will connect it automatically to the mission statement. So we must assume that there will be projects which are important for ICANN and relate to ICANN mission statements, but they might not automatically be framed in such a way that evaluators will always understand this in the right way. So this was the basic idea when we started talking about the preamble, so to help such kind of evaluators to then go be able to go back to the to those groups which want asking for funds and saying, would you be able to define your project idea in the following way? So this was the original idea, but maybe there's somebody who could be able to define the scope of this for the drafting team in clearer words than I'm doing it right now. Marika, would you want to try it?
Sorry, Erica, this is Marika. I'm not really sure what you're asking me to do.
Jonathan asked the question that we need to define the scope for the drafting team in clear words. And I was giving a background why we came to the idea to have the preamble, but this is maybe not sufficient for Jonathan and for Marilyn and for Elliot to go back and do the redrafting of the preamble.
Yes, so this is Rickard. So where this is originally linking to is that the term open internet is currently referenced in the preliminary draft of the objectives. So I understand that we're probably going to change at least the reference to that. So this is basically the explanation of what is considered part of that. And my understanding is that the drafting team is now tasked to take the latest version of that draft, you know, review the comments that have been provided as well as the input during this call, and develop a kind of final proposed version for the group to review prior to the next meeting. That's at least my understanding of the question for the DT.
Thank you, Marika. This is Erica. Jonathan, Marilyn, Elliot, are you clear what to do? Okay, Jonathan, I hope the yes is relating to what I just asked. Okay, if there's no further, we can have an exchange about, not fully clear, we can have an exchange afterwards. I don't see new comments being put in the chat room, no hands are raised. Okay. Then let's move to the next item on our agenda, which is point six, review update work plan. Marika, can I hand this over to you, please?
Yes, this is Marika. Let me just pull that up. Together with the agenda, we circulated an updated version of the work plan. As you may recall, this work plan was developed at the start of our deliberations and outlined a proposed time frame for working through the different phases that have been identified as part of the approach of the CCWG for dealing with this charter questions. So what you see on the screen is basically a work plan that tries to reflect the reality of where we're currently at. We've taken a bit more time on phase two, which we're still at, and where we probably still need a bit more time. And again, it probably requires already another update as we've already pushed one of the items out to the meeting on the 5th of October, the meeting on the 19th of October. So again, we probably even need to push things a little bit further out. And as I've noted before, this is propose a work plan. There's no external timeline that is driving this work, although I do understand that people are keen to move forward. But, of course, it all depends on the time everyone is able to make available to work through some of the actions that come out of these meetings. And as we discussed before as well, if at some point in time the group believes that a quicker pace needs to be taken, you always have the ability to schedule more calls or add additional time. But again, with other activities ongoing, that may be a challenge as well. So where this currently leads us, and you may recall that originally the objective was to have an initial report by the end of this year. This has now been pushed out to ICANN 61 in March of next year. The hope is that by that time, the group would be in a position to finalize its initial report, so it could be published shortly after that meeting. As said, this is, again, dependent, of course, on the progress that is made on the different meetings, and from staff perspective, we're happy to keep on updating this work plan on a kind of ongoing basis, dependent on the progress that is being made on the different items that need to be covered before moving into the next phase. And what I did add as well on the last page is this kind of summary of the which questions are expected to be addressed in which stages. So that also gives you an idea of the work that's expected to be covered in the different stages and hopefully an idea of the time that may be needed to go through that. So I guess the question is are people comfortable with this updated work plan? And are there any further updates that need to be made? Any comments or questions?
This is Erica. Maybe, Marika, you want to mention again the meeting which we have planned, the two sessions in Abu Dhabi, just as a reminder, and that we would want to reach out to colleagues as well in a doodle poll to let us know if they who is going to participate and who is going to be on the call.
Yes, Erica, and this is Marika, a very good point. We currently have two meetings scheduled at item 60 on Thursday. The first meeting would be from 10:30 to 12, and the second slot would be from 1 to 2:30. We are cognizant of the fact that there will be other sessions that will be running in parallel, specifically two cross-community discussion sessions that have been scheduled at those same times. So the proposal is that we send out a doodle poll to the group to get a sense of who will be able to attend those meetings so that the leadership team can make an assessment of whether there's a sufficient participation to go ahead with the two meetings or potentially consider canceling one of the two and then the one slot could potentially be used for more internal work between staff and the leadership team on moving some things forward.
Thank you, Marika. This is Erica.
Yes.
And you, yes, I saw Marilyn, I saw you. And you may have seen that we now extended the work plan to March 23rd for publishing the report for public comments. If you remember, originally we had hoped to do this by the end of the year, but it's impossible. So we are now working with an extended work plan. Therefore, it's important that you please be so kind to review the different phases we identified. And you can see these phases in the work plan so that you let us know if you think this is realistically or if you believe, like Marika hinted, we need to have additional meetings. But please be so kind and review this. Marilyn, please.
Thanks. Erica, Marilyn Cates speaking. I'm trying to think about the best way to say this. I'm going to be very blunt. Why would we hold both of our sessions on the same day? And by the way, on the day when most people are kind of in the wrap-up mode, can I ask the staff to please consider
looking for a slot much earlier. And so we have two slots on different days. I think that's really important. I would just say I will not be available at all on a single day. I have other obligations. I'm looking at this list. I might even be able to identify the other obligations of some of these people. But let's try to spread this, please, staff, across more than one day. Please try to do that. Okay?
Marilyn, we will not be able to do this. We tested all possible options, and this is not going to work. So we have to work with these, and we shouldn't request staff to do this. There's no need. We have done this, and staff tried this before. So let us be happy that we have these two slots, and we will work with them. We are fully aware that they are not ideal, but we want to keep them. And we discussed this already before, so that we might use one slot just for the leadership group and for whoever can join, just to work on internal work, which we have to do, and slotting and checking that we haven't forgotten anything from past debates, because there were topics which we came up and we might have forgotten some of the points, so we want to use the slot for internal review. And the second one will be then the used for the traditional meeting. So please be so kind, understand this. There's nothing we can do anymore. We want to have a meeting in March for the next, and we have the ICANN meeting, and hopefully we'll be able then to, we are trying to do it ahead of the time, but we have to see if we get the budget together and everything that is needed. So please be so kind and understand it. Good. Any other point in relation to the work plan? No? Okay. Thank you so much. Then I think the only, any other point? Something else you would love to raise? No? Okay, then the last item on the agenda is the to confirm the next step and our next meeting, which is on 5th of October at Team UTC. Thank you so much, everybody. And with this, I get back to the team, to the staff, please. Hello, have I lost you all?
I'm still here. Thank you, Erica.
Thank you. Can we conclude the session?
Yes, thank you, Erica. Today's meeting has been adjourned. Operator, please stop the recording for us and disconnect all of anyone.